Why Christians Read the Old Testament and the New Testament. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Bible stories. Why do Christians read the Old Testament as well as the New Testament? This is something that we have all thought about many times. Jesus is the foundation of the Christian faith, the Christian church, the Christian attitudes. And because Jesus is the foundation of the Christian church and the Christian attitudes, whatever Jesus is, was, and always will be, is brought forth for us to be aware of. Now, Jesus came out of a very special home and a very special family. And this family were Jews. This family was a Jewish family, and all the members were Jews. And Jesus trained in the synagogue. He trained as a Jew and became a Jewish rabbi. This is the foundation of the man who started the philosophy that ended up as the Christian philosophy. And it was not intended to do that. He did not intend to change the Old Testament. He did not intend to change the teachings of the Hebrews. He merely brought forth all of the things that he had learned, but he brought them forth from a new perspective. And whenever people bring things forth from a new perspective, they're not always understood. They're not always appreciated. And they certainly are not appreciated by the old guard. The rabbis who saw what Jesus was doing and teaching knew that everything he was teaching was correct. But his emphasis was on the individual and not on some God outside of them. Jesus taught from the very beginning that the divine was within. Much of the Old Testament teaches that too. But it is overlooked because the rabbis and the leaders of the church needed to have the people subservient to them. They needed to have the people subservient to their teaching because they were the ones with the knowledge. They were the ones with the wisdom, the understanding that the church was, that the rabbinical teachings taught. And many Christian churches attempt to do that same thing. But that was not the way of Jesus. Jesus taught the Old Testament, and he referred to the beings in the Old Testament, and all of them were individuals, being outstanding individuals. And in the New Testament, his references, at least the references that we find in the New Testament, are with Jesus teaching people, the Father is within you, the divine is within you, you are divine, you are wonderful, you are fantastic, you are glorious. And what a marvelous teaching. What a marvelous teaching. And even knowing all this, even knowing that it is the divine in us, we tend to worship the people who bring us the teachings. We tend to worship the priests in the temple. We tend to worship the Ave Maria. We tend to worship the mother of Jesus, the father of Jesus. We tend to worship all these things. And as we do that, we lose sight virtually 100% of what Jesus was attempting to bring forth in his biblical teachings. Because in the teachings of Jesus, he always pointed to them. Believe in yourself. Have faith in yourself. Know that it is done unto you according to your belief. Stand forth firmly, wonderfully, powerfully for whatever you believe in. Be yourself and have fun. Know that you are the thinker. You are the thought. Know that you are divine. And the most difficult teaching that Jesus brought forth to the people, which he taught somewhat sub rosa, but nonetheless, no less importantly, was that each is God. Each is responsible for every thought each thinks, and each is responsible for the life they live, and each is responsible for how they interpret God to be. Now, is God a being that controls us, directs us, teaches us, shows us, lifts us up, helps us? Not in the least. Not in the least. God is our own inner awareness of our divinity. We are born perfect. We are born ideal. We are born unique and special in every possible way, and Jesus taught that. Lift up your eyes and see the power that is there. And when the devil spoke to Jesus, according to the Bible, and said, I will give you all this that lies before you that you can see from this high place where we are standing. And Jesus said, I've already got it. You cannot give me something I already have. You cannot make me worship you when I already know the Father within me. I already know the divine in me. I already know who I am. And I could never worship something outside of me. Because anytime I worship anything outside of me, I am worshiping something less than my reality. I am worshiping something less than the divinity that I am. Why Christians read the Old Testament and the New Testament? Basically, because that's what it is. But I was speaking the other day about collections of books, and we all are collectors of books. And we collect these Old and New Testaments, we collect these Bibles, and we collect all of these things. And as we have come up in our life, we have gone to school, and we had grade school and elementary school and high school and junior college and college and postgraduate work, and we had life. We had all those areas, and in each one, we have books that reflect what we have learned there, the books of the skill for our work and our accomplishment as a human being. We are a carpenter, or we are a technician of some sort, or we are a teacher, whatever. And the books of our education we keep. And we keep the notes from our schooling. We keep the notes as though we will look at them again, and we never do. We take the books of our earlier years, which were meaningful to us and lifting us to the next step, and we keep them, but we don't read them again. Or if we read them, we're going to go back to where we were at the time we were reading them to move on to our next level of consciousness. The Old Testament is indeed like a book of the past. It is like a book tells the story of humanity and its movement from one point to another, man's humanity to man. It's a story of man's development as a spiritual being. It's the story of man's development. Now, is it the story of your development? Is it the story of who you are? Is it the story of who you are, and are you that beautiful, wonderful being that no longer is in that book, no longer reads that book? No. You've long since put it aside. You've long since put aside your books in your grade school, your elementary school. You've long since put them aside, your books from high school and college. You've long since put them aside, and you put aside the books that you have read coming along on your own behest as you learn these things, and you put them aside. Now, if you ever go back and read them again, people with large bookcases and large collections of books, they have read them. Do you find them reading? Oh, yes, they want to refer to them. You don't refer to them because you are totally different now. You are a totally new person. Now you're in the New Testament. Now you're in the teachings of the stories of the life of the Master. You're in the teaching of the stories of the life of the genius being that you know about and that you see and you hear about. You are ready now to release all the past. You are ready to walk forth in your Bible story, for you are the greatest Bible you'll ever know. It dwells right inside of you. And you write it moment by moment in your life, day by day in your life. And yet you don't go rereading your own inner Bible, for if you do that, then you're living in the past. You're living in the time that has been finished and done, and now you're living in today, this moment, this instant, and that's where you want to always be. The Bible stories teach us, if we read them rightly, that now is the only time there is, and that we live in the now in a beautiful way, in a beautiful fashion, and all things that we could ever desire, all dreams we could ever want, all ideas we could ever anticipate for ourselves, they are done now, and they are fulfilled now, and they are revealed now, and they are us now. We can let go of the Ave Marias, we can let go of the songs of the past, and we can let go of those things which no longer are true for us, and we can live in the now, which even transcends the New Testament, for we listen to the Bible within ourselves, and as we listen to the Bible within ourselves, we let go of all the outer things, all the outer dreams, all the outer attitudes, and they are no longer consequential in our life. And we live our life beautifully, wonderfully, fantastically. We let go of the past, and we live in the now. And we are in the New Testament, and in the New Testament, we're in our own inner testament of wisdom, knowledge, and genius that we are within ourselves. And it is wonderful. Join me in reading your Bible within yourself, reading my Bible within myself, and know that this is what it said. Go to the Father within, and the Father who seeth from within reveals openly in your life, in your affairs, in all that you are. It's true. Know that now for you. I love 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 you.